you don't know what you got till it's gone. You'd be in paradise and put up a fucking lie.
Welcome to At the Table. I'm Clark Wolf, and this is the weekly radio show about all things food, brought to you from Sonoma County. Not just wine country, but farm country. And boy, we are talking about farm country today. It is soon to be the 50th anniversary of our beloved, I can't even talk today, I'm so excited about this, our beloved Gravenstein Apple Fair. Farm Trails does this every year whenever there's not a pandemic, I believe that's how that works, and gathers everybody together. It's their number one fundraiser, but it's also, to me, the greatest representation of all the values they hold, all the things we hold precious, because in the last little time, we've learned yet again how important it is to have a friendly farmer down the road. I mean, I had some of the best food in the pandemic that I've had because I didn't have to travel. I could go to a farmer's market and gently go up and get a bag of produce and go home and cook it for the first time in a long time. We are so blessed, and we're smarter every day about taking care of it. You know, it's no longer acceptable to say sustainable. We're past that. It's got to be regenerative. We have to come together every time we can to do something. You know, usually it's a new thing that's older than what we've been doing recently. It's an older practice made modern. I always say I like modern technology and ancient wisdom. I want an organic farmer on their cell phone. That's what I want. So we're talking about the Gravenstein Apple Fair. It is August 12th and 13th under the old oaks at Regal Ranch in Sebastopol. And it's you have to go. I don't care if you've been before. You have to go. There's so many new features to it, but also some really valuable ones. I will be hosting a panel each day, as I have been the last, I think, decade or so, in the Life on the Farm section, which I love, usually following the milking of an animal that leaves a little surprise that we have to clean up. Remember, folks, nature. But to talk about it is Carmen Snyder. She's the executive director of Farm Trails. Welcome, as always, Carmen.
Thank you, Clark. So glad to be here.
All right. So give us the general lowdown of what's happening this year at the 50th anniversary.
Well, it's a historic milestone, of course, and we're so excited about it. It's our golden anniversary, and thus that is our theme. We invite everyone to come bedazzled and sparkly if they like. We're going to have a golden apple costume contest on Sunday.
Wonderful.
And we're really excited to converge as a community again to celebrate this lovely event and this heirloom apple and all of the wonderful producers and food and libations, and engage with the farm animals. Of course, there's fabulous music. There's just so much to love about the Apple Fair, and we're really excited to be gearing up for it again.
All right, let's be simple and direct. For tickets, where do you go?
You can get advanced tickets online, and this year, for the first time in my tenure, we're offering family bundles and even friend bundles.
That's a great idea, because that's the way to go.
So those are online only. You can go to GravensteinAppleFair.com to find all the information. The advance tickets are discounted. Yeah. And the discounted advance tickets are also available at all Copperfields locations,
nice.
At all Oliver's markets,
nice.
At Harmony Farm Supply and Nursery, and at Pacific Market in Sebastopol.
So the people who really care about food and thinking, I think, is who you've talked about. And I love the idea. I love the family bundle, because among the things we want to make sure about is that we don't have too many cars, that people carpool, or that they park in one of the lots and take one of the shuttles over. And if you're going in a group, I mean, you know, growing up in California, everybody was in their own car. And this is not the 405. This is not Los Angeles, right? So we're smart enough to, and also, it's a lovely walk.
Or a bike. We have Sports Basement hosts, valet bike service right at the entrance, so that's a great option too.
I mean, and they'll watch your bike for you all day. There's somebody actually watching out for your bike, which really feels absolutely wonderful. And folks, it's fairly flat to and from the park. Now, mind you, the rest of Sebastopol, not so much.
Yeah. But,
all right, so that's really, really great. I mean, the tradition is it's somewhere between 12 and 15,000 people over 2 days, right?
Correct. So we're expecting around 14,000 people. That's kind of our 14 to 15,000 is our recent turnout. And we this year, because the footprint of Regal Park has changed and the oak groves are stressed, so, you know, there are more split rails up. So this year we are investing in even more filtered water stations, misting stations, and a lot of big shade tents.
That's a really good idea because, you know, one of the things, by the way, if you've just tuned in, we're just beginning to talk about the 50th anniversary of Farm Trail's Gravenstein Apple Fair, which is August 12th and 13th at Regal Ranch. It is the home of the old oaks, and some of the old oaks are falling. I mean, we have to be very, very careful. This is the only big event that's allowed in that park, right? I mean, I've never seen anything else done because you are people of the, we're people of the earth. We're taking care.
And the founders of Farm Trails, the original members of Farm Trails back in the 70s, helped to create Regal Park. So we have kind of a sweetheart deal with the park. And the Gravenstein Apple Fair actually started at the Amanji Buddhist Temple in Sebastopol and quickly outgrew it, went to the Forestville Youth Park for 2 years and outgrew that. And then my understanding is that the Kozlowskis and some of the other founding families were involved not only in like helping to negotiate the creation of the park, but actually on their tractors helped to clear the brambles and such. And so we have been there since the late 70s.
Wow. This event has been going on for how long?
50 years.
I mean, it started as just like a couple of people in a parking lot?
It started originally back in 1973 when the founders of Farm Trails, which was, you know, these local farmers who wanted to create channels to facilitate direct sales and get the public to the farm stands because it was a, you know, very different world 5 decades ago.
Yeah.
So they incorporated and formed a nonprofit, Sonoma County Farm Trails, in the spring of that year, and they decided that August to create the Gravenstein Apple Fair to be the primary annual fundraiser for the nonprofit. And of course, that was bringing back the old Sebastopol Apple Show that used to take place downtown.
Yep.
And because West County is really apple country, they felt like it was high time to have another late summer celebration.
So let's talk a little bit for a moment about the apple. I mean, one of the things about the Gravenstein Apple Fair and the Gravenstein apple is that it's a summer apple.
Yeah.
And it was bred that way so that the entire family could help harvest, right? I mean, it only makes sense before the kids go back to school, put them on a ladder. And this really is, I can't encourage people enough. This is absolutely, adults are allowed to come to this fair. However, children are very much welcome. There's a lot for the kids to do. But it's all country stuff, folks. It's not like a bad carny in the Safeway parking lot, okay? This is something you don't get anymore. You don't, and I'm going to say this out loud, you don't get at county fairs anymore. So let's start with the pie contest.
We are very happy with the Sebastopol Chamber of Commerce to be bringing back the pie baking contest.
Woo-hoo!
And if you go to our website or to their website, you can find the details about it. You know, we took a pause during the pandemic, of course, and last year we just couldn't pull it off, but we're really thrilled to have it back this year, and the public is happy too. And we have some celebrity judges coming. We have Clark is going to be one of the judges, and we have the master gardener from Kendall Jackson, Tucker Taylor.
Oh my gosh, the guy knows produce.
Leah Skirto and
from Pizza Leah.
From Pizza Leah.
Right, she knows her dough.
And we also have
Liza Hinman from Spinster Sisters.
Yes, exactly.
Some of the best cooks in town. Oh my gosh. I mean, you know, the Kozlowskis should be worried here. No, I'm kidding.
Well, so, and I'm glad to, let me just say.
Yes.
Mom's Apple Pie will be there with Gravenstein Pies.
Good.
For attendees. And also, Cousteau Bakery, who purchased the Kozlowski business, is coming as Kozlowski Family Pie. So we'll have plenty of Gravenstein pies. I mean, they might sell out toward the end of the day. So make sure you get theirs. Get yours as
Yeah, you're right. And when I heard that Cousteau had bought Kozlowski, that made me really happy because for many years, Kozlowski did all those pies and they did them with produce that was grown on their land, you know, across from Andy's farm stand, right? Or Andrew's, as we like to call it. It's very formal. But then they started having them done for them. So the Cousteau folks taking them back really to make them on a regular basis, fresh. And the Cousteaus are such, all that whole group, very involved in the community, very supportive of the community. All right, we should immediately talk about if there's anybody in the room that bakes anything, maybe you should introduce them.
Well, I'm delighted that we have a couple of we're bringing some tastes of the Apple Fair to the studio today. And
good thought.
And so we have Patisserie Angelica here, who's also, well, these are the business names, first of all. So Patisserie Angelica and also Mommy's Yummies. Mommy's Yummies will be selling all sorts of fabulous food that Gregana can tell us about.
So, and today, from Angelica and Mommy's, we have Pavel and Gergana Karabelov. Did I do that right?
Yes.
I pass. All right. It's a mother-son team, right? And also Tanya Sebold from 14 Magpies Jams. So apparently there will be either coffee, espresso, or just a little bit of insulin. I don't know. Whatever we eat. No, I'm teasing. You know, when you have baked goods that are made with really good ingredients, right, and you have a good balance, and there's the right kind of sweeteners, it's the best thing ever. It's part of a happy diet. All right, when we come back, we will get into meeting all these nice people. We will taste these foods. I will even let each of you taste each other's food. And we're going to find out just what's so yummy about Mommy right back here. Oh, I'm sure there's a great deal.
Oh, my.
All right, we'll be back here in a moment at the table. We're back at the table, and it's August, and therefore we must be talking about the Gravenstein Apple Fair and the 50th anniversary of the Farm Trails Gravenstein Apple Fair. It's going to be at Regal Ranch August 12th and 13th, and we're talking apples and also other pastry goods. So to begin the tasting process, possibly to end it as well, because it's a good finish, Pavel and Gergana Karabelov. I'll say it right. From not only Patisserie Angelica, which has been a long time lovely member of our community, Condrey Easterly had it with her sister for many, many years, and now Jennifer Bison, you have brought it forward into the next generation, which is wonderful. And folks, if you don't remember, Jennifer Bison had Redwood Hill Farm and yogurt and blah, 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 and she's still a very big part of our community, and we love that that's true. And Mommy's Yummies. So Pavel, tell us about Mommy's Yummies. Who are these people?
Sure, yeah. So thank you for having us on the show. Mommy's Yummies is a farmer's market stand. We've been operating for a little over 14, maybe 15 years now.
What were you, two?
I was 3 years old at that point. It's how I learned how to speak English.
Nice.
But we started out by doing farmer's markets in Santa Rosa. Later on, we expanded, went to Rohnert Park, Occidental, Cotati, until eventually we made our way to the lovely Gravenstein Apple Fair, which, of course, is going to be on August 12th and 13th this year. There we sell gyros, falafel, chicken, dolmas, anything that you might want.
Wonderful.
From standard Mediterranean fare.
Wonderful. That's good stuff.
Thank you.
Apparently, you've been a poster child for the Apple Fair from time to time.
Every once in a while. Whenever I did the Gravenstein Apple Fair with my parents, I'd always try to sneak away during the apple pie eating contest, but my personal favorite was the caramel apple contest.
Yes.
Just the way they make those caramel apples are wonderful, but I once got taken. They caught me mid-bite as I was chowing down on the apple pie with my hands tied behind my back, as is per regulations. And that just graced the downstairs sort of wall for a very long time.
Bobbing for, you know, caramel apples can get sticky. Gergana, tell us about Patisserie Angelica.
So Patisserie Angelica, as you all know, has been in the community for a little over 27 years.
Yeah.
And Jennifer and I decided that we don't want that shop to close, and we want to continue with all the deliciousness that Condra and Dave started. So we have been making all those wedding cakes, specialty cakes, and just everyday wonderful pastries.
And they're gorgeous and delicious. Where did you learn to bake?
Well, I learned here at the JC because I moved when I was only 21 years old.
Wow.
And I was working with Jennifer at the farm at this time. So I wanted to finish my culinary program and I went to the JC. But it is a wonderful program. I took my chef certificate and then immediately trained with Kondra and Dave before they left, so I can learn all the trends of the chocolate technique and cake decorating.
But I gotta tell you, you can learn the technique, but unless you have it in your fingers, and you do, you really do have it in your fingers.
I really love everything about food.
And you know, all of us, whenever there's a change in a beloved bakery or restaurant or cafe, you all sort of kind of sit around and go, okay. You know what I mean? There's a nervousness, especially when it's that loved. It's just wonderful. They are just as beautiful and creative in their own way as they ever were. And I recommend it, folks. If you park at the Rialto to go to a movie, you must not go home from after the movie without going around the corner to Patisserie Angelica, because it's just extraordinary. And you are still at farmers markets, yes?
Yes, we do a couple of, Pavel does a few farmers markets with the pastries as well.
When COVID came around, I had just gotten my driving license. Uh-oh. I finally turned 16, and I, of course, needed to get out of the house as much as I could, as we all did. And so I told my mother, I've been doing farmers markets since before I could speak. Why not let me do farmers markets for this new business to help get it sort of off the ground? Because we were completely shut down in terms of operations during COVID.
Yeah.
So I started, I went to the Farmers Lane farmers market first, made my way to Healdsburg. Now I do, or I started, I did some of the Farmers Lane Farmers Markets on Wednesday this past season. Now I'm Fridays in St. Helena, Saturdays in Healdsburg, and Sundays at the Bodega Bay Community Farmers Market.
Nice. All right, he's getting good mileage out of that license.
Oh, yes.
All right, so if you've just joined us, we're talking sweet things, and we should probably taste something from that beautiful box. Now, these things, which of these things will be available at the Apple Fair? Will some of these be, or do you have to come to Angelica to have them?
All of them. We're planning on bringing all of them, but at the tasting table...
The Artisan Tasting Alley,
I'm sorry. We will be having some gluten-free desserts, some chocolates, and we can taste them and we can talk more about it. But we will have those available as well as some for people to buy at our other stand.
And of course,
you should know baklava. I will be making my
baklava. Oh, I love your baklava.
All right, we're in trouble. And I want to remind folks, you know, a lot of times, and Kondra actually taught me this, I was doing something, a presentation, and I needed to have pastries. And I said, can you do some gluten-free ones? And she said, yes, these three have been gluten-free for the last 200 years.
Yeah.
By the way, not that particular piece, of course, but the recipe, because when you make something with chestnut flour or almond flour, it doesn't have the gluten construct. And so we don't have to make up bad food, right? We can just look to tradition to find the things that we need to be delicious. You know, the Tasting Alley and the VIP, let's mention that for a little bit, Carmen. Let's talk about that because, look, we want to make sure that the Gramercy and Apple Fair is available for the general public, and it's cheaper than a burrito, believe me. And it's well worth the experience and the music and all the rest of it, and you can buy all these things. But some people want to contribute more. Some people want and are able to have a little bit more comfort, a little bit quieter spot. And so there isn't an event that doesn't have a VIP section. Mm-hmm. You can't do it. It's like saying, I'll do a restaurant and not have a liquor license. Sorry, guys. It just doesn't work. So tell us about how you have thoughtfully put together this one.
Sure. So the VIP experience at the Gravenstein Apple Fair, like you said, Clark, first of all of the usual amenities are available to general admission tickets. So it's not taking anything out of the fair or away from the fair. But in the VIP area, Shelter Co. is sponsoring these lovely lounge tents and furnishing them.
Nice.
We have the Artisan Tasting Alley where you can meet and greet producers and get, and we're going to be talking and hearing about some of the, we're going to have some taste right now and little preview of that. The Sips and Libations, the bar is hosted by Seismic, by Golden State Cider, by Dutton Goldfield on Saturday, and by Keltum Roots Cellars on Sunday. So it's an open bar. I mean, I don't want to say it's an exclusive. I'll say it's an elevated experience that's all inclusive. How about that?
There you go. And also, I noticed that last year, at the entrance to the special section of porta potties, there were bales of hay. Well, I think we'd add that too. That's also possible, with naked lady lilies in the middle of them. And I just thought, we're being greeted at the toilets by the naked ladies.
Yeah, it's still porta. I mean, you have dedicated porta potties. Yeah. They're still porta potties. We're still a country fair and a park.
Yeah.
But it is for those folks who can afford it and want to have this elevated experience. We're happy because it helps us to be more profitable, and we're also happy for our producers because we are connecting them with an engaged public.
That's right. I mean, it usually in a VIP section, one of the things you want is to offer the kinds of products that those people who buy those tickets are likely to buy next time, or buy online, or get your card, or get your website and go and do that. Whereas sometimes when we go to the fair, we just want to go to the fair and have what we have. Some people go looking for things that they can have in the rest of their lives. And people come from all over for this fair. People come from Oregon, people come from DC, because it's a local fair that's primarily locals, but we call everybody from Sacramento West local, right? Think about California as you move here, and if you find a parking space, you're a local. So I'm going to remind again, go to GravenstienAppleFair.com, because it is it's a fundraiser, so that's why it's a .com, or farmtrails.org, and then you can get all the information about being a volunteer, about submitting your apple pies, about all the other things you can find out about the full listing, and we'll talk about this in the next segment. The full listing of all the activities is right there, and in fact, I'm going to look it up on my computer so that we can read some of them out loud when we come back.
And the VIP experience is only available online, and we expect that to sell out. It sold out last year. So if you are interested in that, go ahead and get your tickets.
All right, we'll be right back here at the table. We are back at the table. I'm Clark Wolf, and we're fighting over pastries. I mean, this is so good. Pavel, tell us again, what do I have in front of me?
Sure, of course. So right now, we're trying to divvy up what we have here today. We've got a collection of pastries from our cafe. What we're currently breaking into is our galette made with yellow nectarine that we've sourced from the Healdsburg Farmers Market. Over here, we have a frangipane tart, which makes a tart shell that we fill with almond paste, and then we bake fruit into it. Today, to get into the Gravenstein apple spirit, we use some different sorts of apples. And at the very end, we cover it all with an apricot glaze.
Oh, my God.
And then we've also got one last pastry for us, along with a few scones. And this is a puff pastry base, where we take that same frangipane that we make in-house, put it on top, and then bake more fruit into it. Today, we use apricots, and the color on them is just lovely.
It's just beautiful. And the apricots this year were particularly really good.
They really, really were.
The peaches are a little pale. That's why I go for nectarines when we have a pale peach year. I think it was too cool for too long. We're going into peak peach season, and they're just going to get better and better and better. And when in doubt, get something tart. Gargano, what do you want to tell us anything else? Tell us about the chocolate stuff.
The chocolate stuff will be all at the tasting alley, and we will be bringing our super famous Gâteau Parisien, which is a 2 layers of almond macaron. And in between the 2 layers, we put
praline buttercream.
Yes,
I know. Hazelnut praline buttercream. And so the consistency of it, since it is made with almond flour, is going to be similar to a macaron. You're going to bite into it. It'll be light and airy and still somehow manage to melt into your mouth.
I was going to say, oh, my gosh.
You know, and gluten-free.
But one of the things I really love about all these things, and I love about the pastries and the desserts and the jams and the jellies of our community, they taste like food. You know, for many years I was in New York City when I wasn't here until the pandemic, and now I just go to visit for work. But too many of the jams and jellies and pastries just tasted like sugar. They hurt my teeth. Here, it tastes like food. And mind you, there is sweet. I love sweet. Don't get me wrong. I love me some sweets. But it's just so different. Just so different. Michelle, any comments about the chocolate?
Well, I haven't tried the chocolate yet, but I did try the one that you just described, Pavel, that's similar to the macaron. And it has a buttery consistency to it that's just incredible. Really, really nice. I'm about to try chocolate.
Oh, okay.
And that is our Cardinal Sin, that's our name we have for it. It's a flourless chocolate cake with chocolate ganache and chocolate shavings.
It's all over her chin. It's where it belongs.
The only thing I can say is, dude, it's so good.
That is a Dusky Estes seal of approval when she yells, dude, about a dessert. All right, so remind people, Carmen, she's the executive director of Farm Trails. Carmen, remind everybody about the different packages for tickets this year. I love the fact that you did a family and a friends pack.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, if you go to our website and click on Get Tickets, you'll see that button everywhere, GravensteinAppleFair.com.
Right.
It will show you the different options. So the The tickets are more expensive on all counts at the gate, and they're also cash only, I should say. So getting advance tickets is a smart thing to do.
And it's critical.
Yeah, because we don't want to reach capacity, and it's super easy and swift to get in with the online tickets or the paper tickets from our local retailers.
Right.
But the online is where you have the bundles, and so you can go pick your package. You can grab it's like two adults, two kids. If you want to come with five other friends, if you want to do VIP with nine other friends, there's a nice discount there too. So you can just check out what option works for you and bundle with people and have a little more savings.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the schedule, and I see the Farm Bureau area with Life on the Farm, and I'm happy to participate there. But listen to this, folks. Living with llamas. I try not to live without them, right? Keeping chickens for beginners, including for the chickens. Beekeeping basics, which is wonderful. The Farmers Panel, the first day we'll be talking about the last 50 years in farming. Preserving apple harvest, and preserving is a big thing in our community, and it's something we want to rediscover on a regular basis. Home cider making. What are you going to use that bathtub for? Come on. And then sheep and goat shearing demo, which is really always so wonderful. That's just there. And then on Sunday, goat milking demo, of course, followed by butter making, but not goat's milk butter. No, no. Cow's milk butter. Okay, good. And then do-it-yourself mushroom growing. Actually, just back up and let the spores go, right? They pretty much take care of them. No, I'm kidding. And then we're going to talk about, actually, I'm excited about this, young farmers and new farmers. I want to say this out loud. There have been a lot of young farmers coming here from the Midwest, mm-hmm. where they grew up thinking about farming as this wonderful thing that now doesn't exist very much in the Midwest. So they're coming to Sonoma County and say, oh my gosh, look what I can grow here. And then we have some other people who, you know, moved from San Francisco, changed their lives, all kinds of wonderful people to talk about those kinds of things. Then there'll be something on pickling and fermentation, something on bouquet making. Oh, I love that. Then hand spinning and weaving, and then sheep and goat shearing demo. Because at the end of every day, you got to shear a sheep, right?
Exactly. It's part of the tradition.
Well, also, it's August. The sheep need a haircut, right? All right. So that's just there. Actually, Carmen, tell us a little bit about the music.
Well, the music lineup is always stellar, and we alternate between two big main stages. One of them is sponsored by North Coast Organic, and the other by Northern California Public Media. We have a variety of genres. From this year, we have some hip hop, we have blues, we have bluegrass. The headliners this year are, on Saturday, are Rainbow Girls, followed by the Sam Chase and the Untraditional, and he is this whole band is just an incredible, boy, did they put on a show. And then on Sunday, the headliners are Royal Jelly Jive, followed by an old-time fair favorite, Poor Man's Whiskey.
So speaking of Royal Jelly Jive, right? I couldn't help it. Tanya, tell us about 14 Magpie Jams.
14 Magpies. Well, thank you for having me, and it's a pleasure to be here. It's a tiny jam company, started in 2020. I've been making jams since about 2016. But the unique differentiator is we glean all of our fruit. So there's so much wonderful fruit throughout the county that otherwise would go to waste. And I thought, gosh, there has to be something that can be done to preserve this, to capture its essence. So we have a variety of jams, different fruits. They're all low sugar. They're all organically grown, vegan, gluten-free, but most importantly, they're delicious. Mm-hmm. And you taste the fruit, as you were mentioning earlier.
Yeah.
That's really important for us, is that a plum tastes like a plum,
like
and
a
an
plum.
Apple
yes.
tastes like an apple.
Tell us where you glean. And by the way, explain to folks if they don't already know what gleaning is. Oh, actually, quickly, though.
So gleaning is where I pick the windfall, so the fruit that would otherwise go to waste, it's fallen from the tree, from the bush, and capture it, harvest it, and turn it into delicious jam.
All right, when we come back, we're going to turn it into delicious jam. We're going to open the lids, and we're going to taste that, and you're going to tell us all about where we can buy these wonderful things, not just at the Gramercy and Apple Fair. And I see a whole bunch of them, so I'm getting my little tasting spoon ready. Folks, the thing is to clear your palate between tastes with a pastry. No, we'll be right back here at the table. are back at the table and my eyes are crossed. I have just tasted 14 Magpies homemade jams and preserves version of Gravenstein apple jelly. Oh my goodness. It really has a lot of life and a whole lot of apple to it. So where in Sonoma County do you live, and where's your property?
Our 5.5 acres is in southwest Santa Rosa.
Right.
And we have several different plum trees, apple trees, fig trees, lemon, you name it. Most of the apples, though, I have found some fantastic residential orchards out in Sebastopol. Obviously, apple country.
Yep.
And some lovely people who have more fruit than they know what to do with have graciously allowed me for a few seasons now just to come and collect whatever they don't use, and I'm able to turn it into, give it a second life.
This is a first life as far as I'm concerned. No, Tanya, this is delicious.
Thank you.
And I want to make sure people understand that there are all kinds of gleaning groups, and a lot of the gleaning groups gather stuff and give that food or turn it into other food for people who need food. But there's so much here. There is so much growing, you know, that you can't get rid of persimmons. There are too many zucchinis in the universe. I think they're floating around in the air. And we are blessed. And a lot of times, actually, one person gleaning for just one small jam-making thing is the perfect thing for a neighborhood to give you their extra. I had a friend, this woman that we visited in Ojai, and she had 72 different versions or varieties of figs because she was learning about them, right? And she had one whole row that hung over onto the street, and she called them town figs. She wanted the kids to learn how to steal fruit and eat it, right? Oh. Let's taste another one because that was fabulous. What's next?
This is our quince jelly.
Oh.
And it's one of those fruits that's sort of a forgotten and sort of an old-fashioned fruit that most folks just don't quite know what to do with. It does take a long time to process, but the result is definitely worth it.
So. It looks like a prehistoric animal, right? doesn't it? It looks like a cross between an apple and a cardoon. I mean, it's like kind of scary. And they're not edible when they're raw.
No, you do have to cook them for quite a long time.
Exactly. And it's a deep kind of burgundy
color.
It's
the
just
fragrance
beautiful.
Is amazing on a quince. And it has a nice kind of a pineapple, guava, pear, all in one flavor.
There's so much dimension to that. And, you know, a lot of people say that it's really particularly wonderful with cheese.
It's fantastic with cheese.
There is a quality to it. Oh, my gosh. It has a great... What do they say? Mouthfeel and finish, right? Afterwards, the last thing you taste is the more of the deeper and deeper it gets. Mm. Be sure to pass some to Michelle because she will put some on her chocolate.
My favorite thing is membrillo, so I have to try this.
Exactly. And it's really, this is really a different animal to membrillo in a lot of ways. First of all, it's a dark, deep color. And second of all, this is much more spreadable and less cuttable, right? Membrillo is what do you think, Michelle? I mean...
Dude.
Oh my gosh, that's the second dude in
that's
one
the second
show.
Dude.
That's exciting. What else? What's next?
And this is our signature plum jam. These are small, what you would call sort of cherry plums. There's several variety in our property.
Yeah,
this is
you know what they're called? They're called volunteer plums.
Volunteer wild plums.
And anybody who lives here, oh look. Wild plum jam, and it's not because the jam is wild. It's because the plum. I gave an event out at the river, at the Russian River, called the Russian River Food and Wine Fest in the early aughts. And we had a preview, and we had seven kinds of plums, and we only knew what two of them were. Mm. Because this is plum country, right? Stone fruit gets, I don't know, stoned, and it goes on to the next tree. All right, so
This is a really unique plum. It is a beautiful color, sort of an apricot burnt orange, but it has almost an apricot note. To the finish, but it tastes like plum. And one of our signature traits is that you should have that little pucker at the end. It should have that little plum finish.
But there's a little pruny in there, too. There's a little, which we love, that richness. That I see this in the middle of a tart. I mean, I see this in a galette. I mean, possibly, you know.
This is one of our favorites with cheeses as well. And it works beautifully in a cocktail for a whiskey or bourbon cocktail. It's delicious. non-alcoholic, like a soda.
A shrub. Exactly.
That sort of thing. But it's just great to spoon out of the jar and eat on yogurt or what have you.
Or eat on, actually, yogurt. Sheep's milk yogurt. Do you know any good stuff, Gargana? All right. What's next?
One more, and this doesn't even have a label yet. Brand new. We'll be at the Artisan Tasting Alley.
Oh,
this
good.
Is a Shiro plum.
Ooh,
it's a golden plum.
Right.
First developed by our own Luther Burbank in 1899. And so it is truly a Sonoma County cultivar, really special to this area.
Thank you.
Beautiful golden color. Has almost a honeyed cinnamon type flavor, but again, the marked acidity, a nice bright fruit forward note.
It looks like pear.
A little bit, right? A little bit.
Wow. Ooh. What I love about all these jams and jellies is their food. I can see them with so many, move over pork chop. I mean, I can see them with lamb. Ooh, that would be good with lamb. You get your own.
we like to be able to have the versatility to have it with as a sweet with your morning English muffin or sourdough bread, or with a beautiful country style terrine or pate and cheese, or with a cocktail, or as a salad dressing, a base to a salad dressing for a bright summer salad.
Yeah, one of the very strange but delightful trends lately is a butter board, where they take a wood board and they smear it with some kind of good butter and then they put stuff on it. I would put some of these on every corner of that butter board and a good loaf of bread.
That would be a great pairing.
The weekend off. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about a little bit more about the Grevenstein Apple Fair and about these glorious foods and about all the things that you can do, about all the ways you can support these makers, support these bakers and jam makers and apple growers and all the farmers that make our lives so delicious. We'll be right back here at the table. And we're back at the table talking about the Gravenstein Apple Fair. Folks, she's going to give you the detail, but volunteer. I mean, volunteer. You know, you have a four-hour shift and you get a pass to the entire event and all that music and all that goodness and all that delicious. Volunteer. Press the button. Click, click, click. Right? And you guys are the greenest festival I've ever seen. Talk about that.
So we are very proud to be over 95% zero waste and raising the bar every year. The way that we do that is we have amazing green team volunteers. And let me tell you, this does not mean like sorting through dirty garbage cans.
Nope.
You're standing at a staff station and letting people know how to dispose of their discards. And so it's either mainly pig food for the scrapings that goes to a local farmer.
Exactly.
All of the serviceware is truly compostable at our local facility. So we have very stringent requirements of our food vendors. We use real silverware, which we wash in a commercial facility. We use real glassware at all of the beer, wine, cider tents. We have refillable water bottle stations. Bring your water bottle. Of course, we have recycling and very, very little trash. So for last year's Apple Fair with over 14,000 people, we only generated 3 cubic yards, which is the back of a standard pickup truck, of
amazing.
Landfill for the waste.
It's amazing. And unfortunately, you know, when we've just had some wonderful summer holiday weekends, there's more garbage generated by the side of the road going in and out of town. You know, for a couple of hours in the afternoon, and here you have a 14,000 person multi-day fair, and it fits in the back of a pickup truck.
Yep.
And who are these people that are doing this besides the volunteers? Which, by the way, they were all hysterical last year. They were so goofy and wonderful and sweet. They were having a good time.
Yeah, they were. They're having fun doing
maybe
it.
Maybe it was sunstroke.
It feels good.
No, it feels great.
The shade.
Yeah. They're happy and safe. Right.
They're happy and safe. And this is led by Shelley Brown and Alan Siegel, really, the former proprietors of Sonoma Compost. They're experts in the field.
Wow.
They're extraordinary volunteers themselves, and so they have worked really hard with us to figure out how to dial this in, and every year we get a little bit better. Next year, we've raised the bar again. We're going to figure out how to get glassware to the vendors also.
Yeah.
So that they're not serving recyclable plastics.
I mean, and by the way, so many of these things that we think are okay, like for example, I have a compost box at home. I mean, you can really do that even in the woods. They can come and pick up my compost bin, right? But it says don't put compostable bags in there. Those ones that you get the produce of, because they're really not compostable in our system. So it's not enough. You've got to have the people. And by the way, in our last half a minute, you have all the people that know all about this good food. So if you're interested in what you eat, in where you live, in how you live, and how we're going to be here for years to come, come to the Gravenstein Apple Fair. Talk to a farmer. Talk to a cook. Talk to a jam maker. Talk to a baker. Talk to a baker's son who speaks 9 languages. Talk to somebody. Talk to each other. Talk to yourselves. That happens a lot. But enjoy this wonderful, blessed weekend. Mm-hmm. I mean, I will be there all weekend. Carmen will be. You'll all be there. Please come and join us at the Gravenstein Apple Fair, August 12th and 13th. We'll be right back here, and we're full at the table.